Good afternoon. High pressure brought us a clear cold start to the day today with many locations starting out in the teens and lower 20s, even some single digits across the hill towns and higher terrain. But everyone is recovering nicely, though the sunshine is quickly fading now behind increasing and thickening clouds, mainly of the high variety. So still some filtered sunshine out there through the early part of the afternoon. A developing southerly wind around the backside of high pressure will also allow temperatures to climb through the 30s and in most cases in the lower to mid 40s before the day is through. With this advancing milder air overriding the cooler air at the surface, it looks like we'll manage to squeeze out a few scattered rain showers, mainly across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and the northernmost Champlain Valley toward the Canadian border. Otherwise, it'll be dry for the rest of the day for everyone else, although skies will cloud up and the clouds will thicken this evening. And overnight, there is the risk of a few showers. A southerly breeze will keep the milder air in place, and it will not be nearly as cool overnight tonight, with most places back into the middle and upper 30s. Some locations across the mountains could get down toward freezing, and a little bit of wet snow or sleet is possible during the overnight period. With that storm system drawing closer and moving through the region tomorrow, we'll have cloudy skies with a good chance of rain, perhaps some heavier bursts of rain moving through the region as a front presses through. High temperatures, though, in advance of the storm will be in the lower to middle 50s. Behind this system, cooler air will begin to flow in with a gusty northwest wind on Friday, pushing it back into the 40s for highs, and we'll have some scattered rain and snow showers around. Another shot of very cold air for this time of year will move in for the weekend. Scattered snow showers will accompany that northwest wind and chilly air on Saturday with highs only near 40 and staying in the 30s on Sunday, although we will have increasing sunshine, but still that persistent northwest wind flow will be with us through the second half of the weekend. Another system will approach on Monday with scattered rain and snow showers, temperatures pushing into the upper 40s, though, and moderating back into the 50s with rain showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system will move across the upper Midwest and Great Lakes today, bringing rain, snow, freezing rain, and sleet to the region. Winter weather advisories have been issued from the Arrowhead of Minnesota through northern Wisconsin and most of Michigan, including the UP. Snowfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches are possible, along with sleet and freezing rain. Further south, rain and thunderstorms will be possible for much of the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee valleys today. There is a marginal risk for some of the storms to be strong to severe with gusty winds. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 13 below zero at Estcourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s, Boston increasing clouds near 40, and in Buffalo, rain and snow showers with highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees. The average low, 34. The record high, 82, set in 1921. And the record low, 14, in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m. Sunset this evening at 7:28 p.m. 13 hours, no minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing and thickening clouds through the afternoon with a few snow showers or rain showers across the higher terrain with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, perhaps some light snow or sleet in spots, and lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any sunshine will continue to fade behind increasing clouds today, breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with scattered rain showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any sunshine quickly fading behind increasing and thickening clouds today with highs in the lower 40s and an increasing southerly wind. Cloudy, breezy, scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing and thickening clouds today, breezy with high temperatures in the lower to mid 40s. Cloudy with scattered rain showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing and thickening clouds through the afternoon, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with scattered rain showers tonight, breezy with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, perhaps some heavier rain late in the day in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, colder Friday, scattered rain and snow showers, mid-40s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold Saturday, scattered snow showers near 40. Clouds giving way to sunshine Sunday, still brisk and chilly, upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers Monday morning, rain showers in the afternoon, upper 40s. And another chance for showers on Tuesday, highs back into the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.